7 years ago this past spring, some children found a tiny baby screech owl in their Ohio backyard. They brought him to the Back to the Wild Wildlife Rehabilitation and Nature Education Center in Castalia, Ohio. This is a nonprofit center totally funded by the contributions of individuals and organizations. The baby owl was close to death, beset with blood parasites, a tragically common problem for cavity nesting birds. He had apparently been sick for days. The few feathers he should have had were worn off, his skin covered in oozing scabs and puncture wounds from his brothers and sisters sitting on him, their sharp baby talons digging in. Mona Rutger, who founded and runs Back to the Wild, checked the blood immediately and discovered the microscopic villain. Fortunately, there's a straightforward and effective treatment for this, and the baby owl was put on medication. But it was so emaciated with several skin infections from lying on his side at the bottom of the nest cavity for so long that Mona had to give him far more care than she usually gives baby owls. As a matter of fact, most of the baby owls she takes in get no human help at all. They're placed with her education owls, who serve as foster parents, raising the babies as their own so the owlets are imprinted on the right species. This little owl very quickly learned that when you're in trouble, humans are the ones who help. When he became healthy, she tried to help him acquire all the skills he'd need to become truly wild, but he was just too imprinted. Mona has an excellent track record, but this little owl was an exception. That's how Archimedes came to me. Mona Rutger has been running the Back to the Wild Rehab Center for 15 years now. Together with her husband Bill and an army of volunteers, she rescues over 2,000 injured or abandoned wild animals each year and is able to return over 60% of them back into the wild. Mona consistently puts in long hours, especially while tending to the many baby birds and mammals that require constant care. She said it's very demanding, but it's my passion. Her other passion is teaching children to preserve and protect our natural world. Mona presents educational programs to over 50,000 students and members of youth groups and adult organizations each year, traveling all around Ohio, as well as conducting programs and tours at the Back to the Wild Center several times a week. Mona Rutger is being recognized for her superb work by Animal Planet. She's a finalist in their Hero of the Year contest. I've put details on Birder Blog. It's one of those internet contests where people vote for their favorite candidate. With Archimedes staring at me, there's no question which candidate will get my vote. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.